All right. Oops. Put my name tag in my pocket. this is lunchtime, and I'm taking a walk, which I should probably do more than I do. I'm walking along East Road. I'm pointing at the sign as it goes past. This is kind of a cutoff. You can avoid Socorro altogether to get to my work by going on East Road. You turn off at Escondida on the interstate. Get off the interstate there. And then take East Road. It's actually on the west side of the interstate, just for fun. And so yeah, this is where I go and walk. This territory here in Socorro, at the crash site where I'm at, is really quite scenic, and there's mountains all around. I mean, they're not impressively tall mountains, but nonetheless, still very, very nice. Last week, on Monday, I guess both Lisa and I had something of a stomach flu. It was only a 24-hour sort. Wasn't very bad at all, except for the day that you were having it. You just felt cruddy. So I took the afternoon off from work. I knew that it was just going to be too hot to just go back to the crash site and do something. My car doesn't have air conditioning, and of course the boat doesn't have any air circulation, so it couldn't have possibly been cool, except from a shade standpoint. But so I drove a little bit further on Highway 60 from the crash site, headed into Mountain Air, and I don't remember if I made a recording while I was doing that. I don't think I did. Went up into the part of, I forget which national forest it is. It's the Manzano Mountains, the very southern end of the Manzano Mountains. And drove to Red Canyon Campground, which I find out they charge for. So I drove right past it, but it was beautiful nonetheless. Typical forest, nice big coniferous trees, and just marvelous. Now that it's the middle of September, I think it right is it at the middle of September, I think it's the 15th. The nights are getting just a little bit chilly. Actually, I like it a lot. But the days still get up to into the 90s. Today doesn't feel quite as hot as the last time I I went walking here. Anyway, so I find it difficult doing any exploring. The simple reason that I don't have a lot of time, and I'm not here. I don't have any free time here, particularly. I work. Well, I don't know if I can say that. When I used to go see TK, but I don't think he's at the commune anymore. I think he's kind of bugged out of there. I think a guy was getting really tired of being so lonely. I heard he was up in Santa Fe busking, taking his guitar, and go and busk and make some money doing that. And his money kind of follows him anyway, whatever money he gets. I don't know if it's Social Security or it gives the impression that he was in the military. He might have been, I don't know. But he might not. He goes around the veterans, but he always kind of speaks of vets as other people besides him. And anyway, I used to take some time to go do that. He was just saying, oh no, the roads are so terrible, don't even bother. Because there had been enough rain that it really rutted the roads badly. I take a road from Bernard to his place. There's no real water crossings at it, so it's pretty decent. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. I can't think. Oh my gosh. Oh, here was an interesting happening. Yesterday was really bad. Or at least it began really kind of badly. Misplaced the phone. Or, I don't have a phone. I misplaced the old phone that I use as an MP3 player and as a voice recorder. And, actually, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a break from just the normal humdrum, ho-hum of life. Career fair. And of course, ICOS is always looking to hire some people, interns, programmers, stuff like that. Some engineers as well. I also have. Job like mine isn't really available. We're not getting another one. Anyway, so when I was doing that, I got this nice mug and a lunch ticket. I got a free lunch for participating in the career fair. I was present. I don't know if I was really helpful or not. Regardless, I said, well, shoot, I'm going to go take care of, get this lunch ticket done. It's only good for the day. So I took it and so I came back to the office, and I was missing everything. Phone, mug, ticket, trying to retrace my steps. So I finally went back and took care of some things. Decided I'd real quick go right before lunch and go over to where I had done a little bit of work at Workman Hall, and I found my mug and my ticket, so that was great. I went and I had a hamburger and fries at the cafeteria, crossroads, whatever. It's a place where you can eat. Then I, still going, okay, what happened to my phone-ish thing? There's really nothing to do. I kind of figured out that it had happened somewhere on the drive in from the crash site that morning. So I really hadn't been giving it much thought, honestly. I don't know what inspired me, but last night I decided I'd clean up the car a little bit. It was needing some, just to get some of the bigger pieces of trash out of it. Food that had fallen onto the floorboard, stuff like that. Lots of popcorn down there, oh boy. Anyway, so I cleaned all that up. The ants out at the craft site were probably just ecstatic for all the stuff I threw out of the car. I threw out the little stuff and let them, and then all the big stuff in the bag. Anyway, while I was doing all that, I found the phone again. The very phone upon which I record this today. So, it's really good. I tend to credit Heavenly Father, or the Lord, for all these good things that happened to me. I was just going to live with the fact that I didn't have the phone, and it got found in the course of this cleanup, which I really had just kind of not thinking along the lines of finding the phone, but just found it in the midst of doing this thing. Didn't have a big plan. I found that interesting, so I credit Heavenly Father for giving me a good impulse to do something, and it turned out nice. Oh, well, I was going to go to the temple tonight. Went to go make the appointment, and it's full. Full up. It's for the 7 o'clock session, so I got an appointment for tomorrow. I'm all set to go on a Thursday night. Not a bad thing. I don't know what kind of arrangement Sam's going to try to make. He'll start his... Oh, his mission officially kind of started today. So... he's still getting things pulled together for various opportunities. Do service. He's got San Juan Schools, a place called Claws and Paws there in Tucumcari. Just this and that. Library in Tucumcari. So I don't know what's ultimately going to pan out well. I'm kind of liking the San Juan. He'll be volunteering with their maintenance guy. And I think that would probably answer some of his more mechanical sensibilities. He's a mechanical type. And good thing. You'll keep him busy. Although I don't know if it really helps the schools all that much. They already have somebody hired to do the thing. But if it comes together, it comes together. And that's great. You don't get weird about who's asking for, who's willing to take you. Just kind of glad somebody is willing to take you, I think. Ah, so. This gets me out of the office a little bit. Swing my arms around, get a little exercise when I don't have something to do over lunchtime. Like, for instance, coming up here soon, I'm going to have to go and buy some more potatoes. Although I can do that in Albuquerque. On the way back from the temple on Thursday night. So I think I'll probably do that. After I get out of the temple, I get a little snack, because I probably haven't eaten dinner, anything on my tummy. I don't do meals as such when I'm out and about. Just a little of this and a little of that. Although I'm sure I'm not losing weight all that wonderfully. Anyway. A lot of people use this road for biking. And running and walking and stuff like that. Cool guy's got that one of those tab pole bikes. Two wheels in the front and a wheel in the back. It's kinda groovy. I kinda like that. Anyway, guess I'm kinda done. So let's go ahead and put this to bed. Talk to you later. Bye.